The Jen, Gabe, and Chewy podcast is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drink, and I am here to tell you it makes a huge difference in my mornings. With a unique blend of essential energy and key vitamins, Celsius is your partner to an active lifestyle. My favorite, the peach vibe. Learn more at Celsius.com and pick up Celsius Energy Drinks today.
Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Isn't that weird? A pizza place, right?
Okay, well, now it's less weird, just so you know.
I think most people love a salad with their pizza.
Ready?
I'll have the porterhouse, medium rare, baked potato with sour cream.
What do you recommend besides a steak?
The lamb chops are good.
Anything lighter?
In my house, there's always a Caesar salad with pizza.
Really?
Yes. Uh-huh. I always have to have a salad.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
How do you prepare the chicken?
It's a full bird, stuffed with ham, topped with gorgonzola.
You know what? I think I'll just have a salad.
Wait a minute. I am blown away by this. No salad at a pizza place is a deal breaker?
Yes.
I have to be honest. I have never had a salad with my pizza.
Thank you. Just a salad.
I have to have a salad with my pizza, or it's not complete.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
You're still really bothered by the salad thing.
Still chaps my ass.
You're bothered by the salad thing.
86%, and people were texting in like, only narcissists have salad with their pizza. Stupidest take Chewy ever make. Let me tell you, you Wisconsinites, because I couldn't sleep last night because of the 86%. Okay,
you've lived.
You know what doesn't go with tomato soup? You know what doesn't go with tomato soup?
Tell me.
Grilled cheese.
Wow.
You know what goes with tomato soup?
So right.
Tuna fish.
Really?
You dunk the tuna fish in the tomato soup. Womp. Delicious.
I don't know what's happening right now. Chewy, I was so ready to defend you up until like 7 seconds ago when you said the tuna fish thing.
You're insane.
I was with you about pizza and salad. I am still with you on that. You are 100% correct on that. You have
Ashton?
To have every pizza I've ever had, salad goes with it.
Ashton.
Chewy, I miss you.
Grilled cheese does not sop up the tomato soup.
Well, we could just get rid of soup altogether. You guys know how I feel about this.
Sops it up perfectly. Wham.
I think you're insane.
Just because you don't like tuna fish.
No, I love tuna fish. I don't like soup.
I don't think there's a wrong answer there. I think they're both great.
Tuna fish and soup?
I don't see an issue like a tuna melt. Is that what you're saying?
No, just tuna fish sandwich. Okay, simple. White bread.
That feels a little mushy.
I love tuna salad. Don't get me wrong.
That feels like the reaction to Packers training camp. Just a little mushy gushy.
Yeah, but it's okay if some of the tuna falls into the soup. It's kind of
that doesn't bother me.
And you're an East. Are you considered East Coast? Is Buffalo East Coast?
No, I don't think so.
Is it Midwest?
That's Midwest? No, we did this before. Cleveland's the cutoff.
Well, I've lived in both places. Cleveland's an interesting case because I think people in Cleveland who, by the way, I lived there for like 10 years. I went to middle school and high school there. I love Cleveland. Cleveland's a great town.
My roommate's from there. Bull.
Cleveland gets a bad rap. Cleveland's kind of sneaky cool.
Nah, okay. I wouldn't say bad rap.
It gets a bad rap.
It gets a rap.
It's like, Cleveland is portrayed as this like cover of a Lemony Snicket novel. It's always gray and
he doesn't
like
know
great
who that
depression
is.
There. Like,
do you know Chewy? Do you know a series of unfortunate events?
No.
Okay. Sorry. And one above his head.
No, but you're telling me the Browns one of the proudest football franchises in all of football, and you've never won a Super Bowl.
No, I disagree with that. Browns fans are mean and crazy, and the team sucks. That being said, people in Cleveland think they're East Coast, but they're actually Midwest. They want to be East Coast, but they are Midwest.
Yes.
And it creates this weird, like, inferiority complex that only exists in Cleveland, Ohio.
You cannot call soda pop and claim to be East Coast.
Am I
right?
You know what?
That's one of the examples.
That might be the delineator.
Yes.
By the way, this is not Jen Latter, Gabe Neitzel. This is Brian D. in for those two. Mark Chamora is in his normal seat.
Can I real quick? This is how I know this show is going great. My fiance just texted me, and this is how I know she gets the show. Lemony Snicket reference with a ding.
Bang.
Emoji. She gets it.
There I love Lemony Snicket.
You don't know who Lemony Snicket is?
It's like a cartoon on the top of a book, I think.
More or less, yeah.
It's an author.
Yeah. I know, but it's aren't all the books like in a cartoon or like
he's nailing it.
Yeah.
He's got none of it right so far.
Hey, he's got all of it right.
Go home anytime you want.
You miss me. Don't even.
Go drink some Celsius and throw up.
So and Chew, call in. Let's tie a pretty little bow on the salad thing, because I want you to have the time to really have the floor here and clarify what you're saying, because I agree with you. It's like you almost need a little bite and a palate cleanser with your pizza. You can't just hammer 9 slices of pizza without a little greens in there.
Absolutely. And I choked. I admit, I choked. Because when they said, I knew going into the place the wine is awful, right? It's terrible. Matter of fact, someone was sneaking their own in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she'll do that.
Oh, now you're someone just out of the person.
But with the no,
okay, now we know.
But with the no salad, that should have been, because Ange said, let's just go home. We got salad and we got good wine. Let's just take it to go.
Yeah.
And I said, no, total choke job. And I didn't enjoy it at all.
Mm.
Didn't enjoy it.
Yep.
So that's on me. But
the hard part of that is the pizza changes when it hits the box, too.
Yeah. I think it's an East Coast thing.
It may be.
I think it would flip if you asked the question on the East Coast. They'd say 86% would say absolutely.
I agree with you.
I think it's a Midwest East Coast thing.
Speaking of East Coast things, Mark Chmura said something fascinating in a break about 20 minutes ago about Brandon Ayuk. Now, if you're not paying attention to the NFL at this point of the year outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin, Brandon Ayuk, the star wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, is on the trading block. It seems imminent that the San Francisco 49ers are going to trade him because they don't want to pay him the amount of money that he deserves to be paid as a number one type wide receiver. The rumored suspects and landing spots for Brandon Ayuk are the New England Patriots, the Cleveland Browns, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, all in the AFC. Chewy, you threw out a fourth team that you think would be a fabulous fit for Brandon Ayuk.
If Brandon Ayuk goes to the Jets are now the best team in the AFC. And let me tell you why. They're better. Their roster is better than Kansas City. The only thing that puts Kansas City over the top is Andy Reid and Spagnuolo are pretty darn good coaches. You know, I think once Belichick went, now it goes to Andy Reid and then Gap. The next back, there's a gap there. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so successful. And then couple the Chiefs with, it'd be their third Super Bowl in a row. You get bored. I'm just telling you.
You get bored of winning Super Bowls?
Three in a row. You just get bored. You have to fight that, you know?
How do you fight? How do you fight getting bored of winning Super Bowls?
The hunger is not the same as opposed to the first time you do
it. I see what you're saying. You need to remotivate yourself.
Yes, you got
to
remotivate.
You don't get bored of winning Super Bowls. You get bored of the process it takes to win a Super
Correct.
Bowl. Got it.
So, and I think with that, I mean, we already know they have a pretty solid defense, and I think that offensively it puts them over the top. And the people, I get it. I get the spite thing. I get the spite thing from the standpoint, a lot of people can't admit that Aaron Rodgers is any good anymore. But I really believe that he will be in the MVP conversation come the end of the year. And adding Ayuk would just make that even easier for him.
Here's the problem, and here's why it's not going to happen, is wherever Brandon Ayuk lands, he's going to ask for a new deal, which is going to pay him in the stratosphere of $30 million a year, which I don't think the Jets can afford when you've got Aaron Rodgers on your payroll, albeit at a pared back contract rate, which irked everybody in the state of Wisconsin when he took a pay cut to go to the freaking Jets. And you've also got Garrett Wilson on that roster, who's a star number one wide receiver. I think this is where it gets to for me, Chu, is there's two schools of thought when it comes to wide receivers in the modern day National Football League. There is the Minnesota Vikings route, right, where you pay your superstar player $35 million a year to be a superstar player to catch 120 balls for 2,000 yards and 15 touchdowns, right? There's that route, and you surround him with talent like you can. There is this Brandon Ayuk, Garrett Wilson fictionary tale that you're telling right now, where if you put them together, boom, you've paid two guys huge money to be superstars. The other way is the Packers route, where you have no number one, and it makes it easier in a lot of ways on the quarterback because you don't have to worry about, oh my God, Devontae's out there again whining about how he hasn't caught a ball in a quarter and a half, right? Like, there's two different routes to do this. Which do you think is better? Because I think it changes based upon where your franchise and your team is at.
Obviously, the Packer route is better. But let's remember, the Jets are dysfunctional, right?
Totally.
Totally dysfunctional. They should stop, because they're dysfunctional, stop trying to be relevant every year, because it's never going to happen. That's why you go all in. I'm sure the Jets fans would take 15 years of suck to win one Super Bowl. And since you already went out and got Rodgers, paid all the money, all the hoopla, you go all in. I guarantee if you pulled it in New York, they win the Super Bowl this year, you suck for 15 years, the poll would be so much in favor of sucking.
Right? Oh, really? You think they would want, you'd take the Super Bowl and suck forever?
Yes.
Yes, 100%. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Packers aren't like that.
No.
We want to be relevant every year. Now, there should be some times that they go all in, and that's going to happen in a couple years here because their window is just opening. It's a lot like what San Francisco did. Mm-hmm. When they went out and got McCaffrey, they're all in. And it kind of worked for them, but they can't get over the top.
Yes.
That's why I don't know if trading Ayuk is the smartest thing to do.
Yeah, they got extremely lucky in San Francisco that Brock Purdy turned out to be good, because their quarterback situation would have been totally screwed if he was not good, because Trey Lance, I think, is going to get cut and probably be out of the league forever, right? Yeah. After this training camp, he can't do anything in Dallas. And Garoppolo wasn't the answer. Alex Smith wasn't the answer prior to that. So they got extremely lucky that they got a quarterback who's getting paid like $200,000 a year right now. Like he's got to get a roommate in San Francisco.
Like, all Packer fans should care about is getting Ayuk out of there.
Yes.
Because then you're making it to the Super Bowl, your chances just got a lot better. Right?
I think so. Yeah. So,
but you're not taking my Jets take at all?
No, I agree. All right, hold on, Brian.
Ayuk goes to the Jets. You rank the AFC top five.
Kansas City 1.
Still?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they've got Mahomes, and they've got Kelsey, and they've got Spags' defense. Are we doing power rankings off the cuff right now? Are we still doing that next?
This is the pre.
The pre-game to the power ranking.
Yeah.
So Kansas City is still 1. Oh, this is where it gets tough.
I mean, Buffalo. Yeah, I think Buffalo's on a little backslide.
Yeah, they're going to have a little reset season here without Diggs and some of the leadership that
they've lost. So you got Cincinnati with Burrow. You got Baltimore, obviously Lamar.
Houston's on the up and up. Miami's good. Yeah, you know what? I'm still taking Baltimore, too.
Okay.
I'll take Baltimore, too. I'll take the Jets, 3 in this hypothetical with Brandon Ayuk. Cincinnati 4, Houston 5, Buffalo 6, Miami 7. Is that fair?
Where would you put them without Ayuk? Farther down the line?
9th.
9?
I don't think they're a playoff team.
Wow.
I don't. I think the dysfunction is going to be there.
Okay.
I think they're inevitably going to fall apart. They're just going to do Jets things. But Chewy, I agree with what you're saying about going all in if you're the Jets right now. Because the thing we don't talk about with the Jets is Aaron Rodgers. This could be Aaron Rodgers' last year as a Jet.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
It could be over after this year. And if it is, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
If you're the Jets, you've got nothing. You don't have a backup quarterback that you're grooming. You've got a running back and a wide receiver with no one to get the ball to them.
Yeah.
Your head coach is probably fired if Aaron Rodgers is gone. You've got nothing.
Because
so that's why you have to go all
anything in. Short of the Super Bowl, making it to the Super Bowl for the Jets with Aaron Rodgers is
It's a failure.
It's a failure.
And that's an impossible jump to make when you went 7-10 last year. Fascinating take.
Yeah.
Do you agree with the big fella, with Chu, that if Brandon Ayuk somehow ended up as a New York Jet, they would become the favorite in the NFC? 800-990-3776 is the phone number for you to get in. By the way, Brian D., Ashton Rotman along for the ride with the big fella today. Jen Latta on assignment, as is Gabe Knight. So we'll do Chew's power rankings on the other side. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on 94.5 ESPN.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What's the one thing you say almost weekly here on the show?
Less eat.
Try again.
I don't know.
What's the one thing you've got?
Big boobs.
You've got time.
Oh, time.
You've got time.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
We got there.
Check off. I needed a few more hints.
What? Yeah. We put you in a... That's Dave's fault.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Brandon Ayuk is on the block. Chew thinks he goes to the Jets. Jets are the favorite in the AFC. Brown's another interesting case there, too, Chew. If he ends up in Cleveland, which is a rumored destination, they're going to be really good if they can get good quarterback play out of Deshaun Watson.
Great defense, and then, yeah, they just need a quarterback to play.
Craig Moe texts that into the ESPN Milwaukee Talking text line, 800-990-3776. Get at us there. Also talking about Jordan Love this morning and whether or not he should play in the preseason. We spoke with Jason Wilde at about 7:15, and he made it out to seem like Jordan Love's going to play at some point. Now, for how long or when that might be, we don't know, but scares the bejesus out of me. Does it scare the bejesus out of you? Get at us on the talk and text line. We'll get to your thoughts throughout the rest of the show here. Right now, it's time for Power Rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's Power Rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
What I have in front of me.
Was that an Evan Cohen off the top of unsportsmanlike impression?
About a half a cup. Although I don't agree with a lot of Evan's take.
That's fair.
We need to get him on here so I can fight. I love we fighting with Evan.
That's well, really, you know
I like fighting with Evan.
The problem with having Evan on right now would be what?
He's on at the same time.
Bingo.
Well, Jen and Gabe could record it. I could discuss it.
You could just react and be angry. Yeah. Still, it'd be the same circle of life.
We could also do just like a live dip into Evan's show.
We could.
You know? You want to do that?
Let's do it right now. Before we get to power rankings, let's see if we can dip into unsportsmanlike.
That would count it in the Cardinals book because they gave him a contract extension. And since that point, they haven't gotten a return on investment. But if Kyler Murray can turn back the clock
with
the guy that we saw in 2021,
then
maybe this Cardinals group has a chance at being feistier than everybody expects in 2024.
But there you go. Live look into unsportsmanlike with Chris Candy, Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman.
Stupid take.
Okay. There it is.
I have a new segment idea, but this is we're off the air now. This is great.
Live look into unsportsmanlike might be a thing. All right, let's do power rankings.
All right, I have in front of me, I have the preseason rankings for the top defenses in the NFL.
Ooh.
So we'll go back to old school rules. You both guess, and at the end of the day, we'll count up to see who wins. So with that, give me number 10.
Oh, this is murky waters, dude.
Man, preseason hype. I'm going to go homerism right away. I'm going to say Packers number 10. I feel people are buying the hype for power rankings. Brian?
I am going to go elsewhere in the NFC, north, with the Chicago Bears.
Ashy, you are close. It's actually the first opponent of the Green Bay
Eagles.
Packers. Your Philadelphia Eagles are number 10.
That's a little scary for week one. Okay,
maybe you should play in the preseason.
Give me 9.
Maybe you should. I don't know.
9. Good defenses.
Steelers.
I am going to go Baltimore.
Your New England Patriots.
What?
Are number 9, which is kind of weird with Belichick gone, but they did hire another defensive
player. They got Mayo in there now. Gerard.
They're winning 5 games this year.
Exactly. Max. Like they're going to suck this year. So how good could you really be defensively? If
Their offense is going to suck.
Yeah.
Who'd they get? The kid out of North Carolina.
Drake May,
and they're going to wind up starting Brissett. So they're going.
You think so? They're not just going to uncork Drake May like a nice bottle of wine?
From what I saw, they're going to let him sit a little bit, which is a smart thing to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going anywhere. Why destroy the kid?
It's surprising to have such a perceived bad team with such a good defense.
Yeah. All right, number 8, it's going to be another weird one. That's all I'm saying.
Another
8 is a
weird one. Oh. Well, when you phrase it that way.
We were just talking about them. I don't know if this is too high or not, but.
The Jets?
I was saying Browns. I think the Jets are going to be even higher
than that. Jets got to be like top 3.
But I think Browns?
The weirdest one it could be is the Washington Commanders.
It's a great guess, though.
That was a good guess. Weird, but. Las Vegas Raiders.
Huh.
Another non-relevant team.
Totally
I
kind of
forgot about them.
That's hard because you're just playing for second place in that division until Mahomes retires.
Yeah, basically. But another defensive coach, Aaron Pierce.
Sure.
Who was when with New York. Good guy. I played against him. Good player. All right, now it gets real. Number seven. Are you out with the pack? Are you guys taking the pack from here on out or no?
It feels like a hint.
It does feel like a hint. I don't think they're a top seven defense in the NFL.
No, if they weren't 10,
they're certainly not perceived that way.
Green Bay is 13.
I think that's about fair.
Yeah, right in front of them, Brian D, A.O.
Buffalo.
And then the Lions are 11.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. So with that, give me seven. Seven, it's legit from here on out.
Seven's legit from here on out. Baltimore.
Yeah, I like that one. I'm going with that, too.
Pittsburgh Steelers are number okay. seven.
Wrong NFC North. AFC North. Sorry.
What does it do for them if they get Ayuk?
Pittsburgh?
Are they a playoff team?
Comes down to quarterback play.
Yeah.
Right?
Everything I'm reading is that Justin Fields might actually beat Wilson out
he's
anyways.
He's going to beat Russell Wilson out?
So I don't... By the way, a Justin Fields guy, but still hilarious.
How delicious would it be if Justin Fields went to Pittsburgh and was awesome and Caleb Williams sucked? How I could drink that storyline with a spoon.
I actually think Fields is going to be good. He's not going to be great.
He was fine in Chicago. Good. He was an atrocious. Yeah.
I agree. I was pro Justin Fields.
All right, six. You guys haven't even gotten one yet.
No, we haven't got one right.
I'm going Bears now. I'm doing it. Six.
Dallas Cowboys.
Your Kansas City Chiefs are number six.
Don't say this to Brian. All right, give him a minute. He's going to need the floor here to go off on this.
Spags? They've been surviving that defense for half a decade. They have. You're not top six defense in the NFL. They've been surviving Steve Spagnuolo since 2019.
He knows when to turn it on, though. Let me see where they finished last year. Scrolling.
They have one back-to-back Super
Bowls.
They
had a bad, bad regular season last year, so I'd be curious what this rate
is. Now it says number two.
In what?
Total defense.
That's bananas to me.
They were better last year, but still not.
Okay. All right. The stats are what they are.
You know what's funny with the Chiefs? I think part of it is we're just blinded by Mahomes and the offense.
Yeah. Totally.
Even when their defense is remotely good, we're like, oh, the defense is great.
But, and Andy Reid.
Yeah. It's our guy. Collectively.
But I think Spags has a little bit of Reid in him, whether he's a little bit better than a lot of coordinators out there.
Yeah.
But personnel-wise, they don't really wow you.
No. I mean, Chris Jones is the only guy that's like, oh, that guy's a stud, but everybody else is kind of just a guy.
Yeah. All right. Five. Let's try and get one here.
We are struggling. Are we 0-for right now?
Yeah, but we're just as bad as Gabe and Jen, so it's fine.
Five. I feel like we've had to have said some of these. Top five defense in the NFL.
I'm not guessing San Fran yet because they got to be top three, and same with the Jets. Those are my thoughts there. I feel like people are high on the Bears defense.
People are high on the Bears defense. Houston can't be this high, can they? No.
I got a good poker face.
You do have a great poker face.
She's still trying to read.
Los Angeles Rams. Final answer.
I'll just do it. I'll say Bears because I can't believe they'd be any higher than this.
Your Dallas Cowboys are number five. Exactly where they finished the season last year, number five. So
I'm fine with that.
So now we're in the top four.
I mean, you got to get one here, right? All right, give me four.
Jets.
Did Baltimore actually get listed yet?
I don't think so.
All right, Baltimore.
Ashton's on the board.
Finally.
You know what? I'm hoping to go.
Baltimore Ravens are
pure dumb luck.
I am hoping to go 0-for so you guys never invite me back here.
Well, there's a good chance.
I should have thought of that. Dang it.
All right, three.
I got to get one. I got to go back to the Jets well.
Who else is good in defense? I'm guessing number one is the 49ers. That's where I'm going there.
And Cleveland and San Francisco got to be top two.
All right. You're going Jets. I'll go Cleveland.
Okay.
Ashton's two up, about ready to close out. Mistake by the lake. The Cleveland Browns are number three. Okay.
If the Jets screw
us Jets are two, 49ers
give me
one.
Number two.
Okay. Top 10 perceived preseason defenses on this power rankings that Chewy's come up with here.
I'm more interested in Brian's guess than Ashton's, actually.
I'm more interested in my guess, too.
Yes. Number two.
What site here are you using for these rankings?
You sent it to me, and you looked at the thing, so.
Yeah, so we cheated.
You and Gabe on us.
The guy took a sick day because he was hungover yesterday.
Yeah. And he's a liar.
Cheating at power rankings, and you're siding with him, which actually knowing you makes a hell of a lot of sense.
It does. He probably loves it.
Brian, big guess here, number two.
Huge guess. I'm going San Francisco 2.
Brian did not go over.
Yeah!
San Francisco 49ers are 2 and the Jets are 1.
Wow.
Which just goes to my point. If they go out and get Ayuk, they're pretty damn good.
They're really good. And
do you think Saleh's a good coach?
I think he's a good defensive coordinator.
He doesn't know how to manage a team.
Exactly right.
He's not good at managing a team.
I think he's a great defensive coordinator and defensive play caller.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he is the greatest head coach. He doesn't have the chops to manage a group of 53 men like you need to.
Yeah, so Ashy, you were big on Bears. The Bears are 16. And then, Brian, you mentioned the Texans. The Texans are 14.
Okay.
One ahead of the Packers. So that's a good list.
Yeah, that's a great list. And both of those teams, Chicago and Houston, are interesting, too, because they are... People are thinking about them as getting like big offensive lifts this year with CJ Stroud taking the next step and having Diggs and the Bears having Caleb and a bunch of weapons around him. So if they do even get serviceable top third defensive play, that's going to be a scary thing for the NFL with those young quarterbacks. That is Chewy's Power Rankings. Keep getting at us with your thoughts on whether or not Jordan Love should play in the preseason this year and... Where do you think Brandon Ayuk's going to end up? The good news is it looks like he's going to end up in the AFC, which means the Packers probably don't have to deal with him again until the Super Bowl in New Orleans in February. Coming up next, Mina Kimes had an interesting take yesterday about Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. We'll play it for you on the other side. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What operating system does a Chewy computer run on?
I believe it's a Cat 14.
It's a COS. It's a Chewy operating system.
I was thinking Windows 98.
Yeah, very similar.
It's dial-up. Let me get my modem.
Chewy.
On 94.5 ESPN.
No Jen Latta, no Gabe Knight. So Mark Chmura in the house alongside Brian Z and Ashton Rotman. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Talking Jordan Love, whether or not he should play in the preseason this year. And also Brandon Ayuk, star wide receiver for the 49ers. Looks like he's about to get traded, so no longer a headache of the Green Bay Packers. Let's go to the phone. 800-990-3776 is the number for you to always get in on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy and talk to the crew. Let's go to Chris in Muskego. Chris, you're on 94.5 ESPN.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Chris.
Chewy, I love you. You keep me want to listen to the show because I never know what you're going to say, and that keeps me on my toes. But
Chris,
I have to totally disagree.
Chris, we don't know either.
Pardon me?
I was just saying we don't know what he's going to say either. But
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Chris. What do you disagree with me about?
I don't care who the Jets get towards the Jets. Aaron Rodgers is never going to win another Super Bowl. The guy totally refuses to take what's in front of him. He had Tampa Bay three times the DA when he had Lazar and Tanyan open on second and third down. He tries to force feed the ball against San Francisco to DA when he had Lazar sitting wide open to keep the game alive. He does not take what the offense, what the defense gives him. He goes for what his stats are. I don't care if he won 15 MVPs. When it comes to playoffs, he crumbles.
That's
my opinion. I don't care how the Jets hold up.
That's fair.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
That's fair. I mean, he has choked in two of the
Yeah, it sucks that that's the lasting memory of him for Packers fans because he did so much awesome stuff in Green Bay. But he's right. Like, those last three or four years, he got narcissistic off the field, and he locked in onto his guys on the field, and it cost the Packers some chances at Super Bowls.
But
that's the way it is.
Where I default to is when he ran McCarthy out of town, they thought he was washed up, and then he wins two MVPs.
True.
It's hard for me to bet against a guy who's proven that when that happens, the guy comes out on top.
Yep.
That's the only reason. Now, I understand the playoffs and the dysfunction and the ego could certainly come into play. I'm just saying kicking the guy when he's down and thinking he won't respond, I can't buy into that theory.
That's fair. So one of the gentlemen that helped Aaron Rodgers win those two MVPs, whether he wants to give him credit or not, was Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. Mina Kimes had this to say about Goody and potentially being executive of the year in the National Football League yesterday. Take a listen to Mina Kimes.
Here are some of the people Brian Gutekunst has drafted over the last 3 years outside of the first round. Luke Musgrave, Jaden Reed, Tucker Kraft, Tavian Wicks, Carl Brooks, Carrington Valentine. Banger, 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 banger. Christian Watson, Romeo Dobbs, Zach Tom, Kingsley Enagbare, Rasheed Walker. Bangers.
It's the team that Brian built, dude. Like, it is. And it's funny because I think sometimes GMs will really favor homegrown talent and extend them and keep them in the building because they want to look like their guys are succeeding. They want the team to be the dudes they built. It's a little bit of self-fulfilling prophecy. With Goody, it's like, nah, you cooked here. You're fine. That makes sense.
I think if the Packers are what we all think they're going to be, and if Jordan Love plays the way we think he's capable of, he will get credit for what he has done to build this team over the last few years.
That is ESPN's Mina Kimes. Chewy was wincing during that.
Bangers?
That's what I think,
too. You don't know if they're bangers yet. I mean, Musgrave, we heard a lot about last year, but we're not hearing much this year. Tucker Kraft, for a rookie, played very well. But like I said earlier, you don't know when these guys plateau. I plateaued in my fourth year. Really didn't get any better. That's who I was.
But your plateau was good.
Yeah, no, it was solid. You just don't know where these plateaus are with some of these guys. Like, Wicks, I don't know. I don't know why he's number four. There was so much build up of him maybe even being their number one guy this year.
Yeah.
That's clearly not going to happen. So will he develop more? I don't know.
Jaden Reed feels like a banger.
He
feels like a banger.
Who else did she mention on that list?
But there were some names like Carl Brooks is not a banger.
No.
Kingsley Enagbare. J.J. Enagbare is not a banger.
But I'm pretty sure she didn't mention Devontae Wyatt.
Nope.
And Quay, who should be bangers, but they haven't been bangers yet.
That's a fabulous point, Chewy.
Yeah.
That the names she didn't mention there might be more impactful than the ones that she did.
Yeah.
Because those first-round picks were supposed to be the tip of the spear of this new great defense, and they haven't been yet.
Not yet. And that doesn't mean who knows? We don't know really whether it was Joe Barry or the players. Yeah. The players weren't good enough, or was it Joe Barry's scheme? And I think we'll find out this year. Now, I will agree with her that these players, based upon last year, even though we were young, were trending, but if last year was as good as they're going to be, if that's their ceiling, they're not bangers. They're not bangers, so it's a little premature. And I think Goody has done a real nice job these past 3 years. You know, he's had his warts, but he's hit on a handful of guys. But we just have to see how this thing plays out.
How would you qualify or define a banger? How would Mark Chmura define
a banger? Is a banger is a B+ player.
Okay,
doesn't have to be an A
outside the first round, or does that qualify for first round?
I think
too?
It qualifies.
So if you get a B+ player in the first round, you feel like it's a banger.
Depends. Like Quay.
Yeah.
Dude, you should be sniffing Pro Bowl
that
this
matters
year
to
or
me.
Next
that,
year.
That matters to me though. Yeah. Like if we don't see a jump right now this year from Quay and or Devontae Wyatt, that's a huge miss. That's two huge misses. If you're trying to build up your defense,
Ashton, this is how you win Super Bowls right here, right? Your A players play like A players, and your C players play like B players. That's how you win, right? Last year, their A players didn't play like A players.
No.
Right? I mean, Jordan Love did towards the second half of the season, and you have to consider him an A player because he was a first-round pick.
Yeah, he wasn't an A player going into last year.
No.
Right? So that was probably a B player that exceeded expectations.
Like, dude, if you're the highest-paid player in the history of the NFL—
You got to be an A+ player all the time.
You better be a perennial Pro Bowl player, you know, and sprinkle in, you know, an All-Pro at some point in time. So I'm still very concerned in Jason's conversation that he had with us this morning. I didn't walk out of that feeling really good.
So if you missed it, you can catch it after the show at WisconsinOnDemand.com, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Jason made a comment about Jordan Love potentially playing in the preseason, which is fascinating. We'll break that apart all day long here on ESPN Milwaukee. He also talked, and this is where Chewy was concerned, about the offensive line not performing well and the tight ends being meh.
Yes.
And that's kind of scary for this offense.
Yes, because Jason, you know, talking to him during the mini camps and stuff, Jason believed that there was a chance that Wicks could be one or two. And the fact that he's four, I don't know. We just got to see how this thing plays out. And we're not going to tell in the preseason. We got to get to the first handful of games to see what this team is all about. And I'm very cautious of drinking the Kool-Aid of the defense because I drank the Kool-Aid for the last 4 years.
We keep drinking that Kool-Aid.
Yes. So I ain't drinking it. And if I'm not saying it's poop Kool-Aid, but I'm not a big fan of the red.
Are you nursing it? Are your lips red?
I love orange and I love grape.
Sure. Are you doing a church wine sip of the Kool-Aid yet? Like you're gonna wet the lips?
I'm kind of washing around and let my palate tell me what I like.
Okay. You're
so doing that's where I'm at.
You're swirling it in the wine glass after they pop the cork at the White Table restaurant.
Exactly.
Okay.
They better serve salad too.
We'll wrap up the show next.
Sort of lubricant with the bread. Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
It's just necessary.
You follow
like, you don't just be sitting there eating like pieces of white bread with nothing on it.
Can't be going dry.
Yeah, can't be raw dog and just white bread.
On 94.5 ESPN.
The next edition of Behind the Bucks is here on Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher. Bucks stars share their experiences from competing on the world's biggest stage, the Olympics. From battling against their Bucks teammates to teaming up with fierce rivals, all the glory of a gold medal. Behind the Bucks offers unique access and deep storytelling for Bucks fans unlike ever before. Presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR benefits consultant. Find it on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get your podcasts. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Jen and Gabe off today. Brian D in with Mark Chimura. Speaking of the Bucks, Chew, Greece is out.
Ah, they lost.
We should celebrate.
Who'd they lose? Germany? Yeah, okay.
Which I'm reading was an upset. It's not like I'm following German basketball too closely in my summer.
Is Dirk still playing for
Greece was
German?
Up by like a dozen at one point.
Say
I
that
know.
Again, Chu.
Dirk?
Dirk is not. Dirk's like 50, bro.
I know, but he could still make their Olympic team. You don't think?
Who's a 50-year-old buck? Like, who's...
That
who's,
could still play?
Yeah.
Vin? Baker?
Yeah, but Vin Baker's not making Team U.S.
Darvin Ham?
Yeah.
Michael Redd. There, I've just named three of the people you'll probably hear from on that Bucks Plus Behind the Bucks that you just
you
read.
You nailed it.
That's it. It's all I got.
Sorry for the spoiler alert if you were trying to watch that
I
game
said
later.
Probably.
No. I'm talking about Germany versus Greece. Germany beat Greece 76-63. I'm celebrating because Giannis got through international play without getting hurt. And that's all Bucks fans should really care about. Yeah.
How long before they go to camp? About a month?
Camp usually starts in like the middle of September.
Yeah. Like okay. not long after Labor Day.
Yeah, and then the first preseason games are early October, and then the season
and
opens.
And where are you at Halloween. With
where,
them?
Where am I at on what?
Confidence level as far as, I mean, they're going to make play. I have myself makes.
In trouble here. I think they need a hard reset. I agree. I think, and it's no disrespect to Chris or Dame. They were like, injuries have bitten them really hard the last two postseasons, and that sucks. Giannis is great. Chris is really good, but on the back nine for sure. And I think Dame, this is probably the last splash at it this year.
But you can't do a hard reset.
They got to get
season.
Younger, man. Yeah, like, look at all these teams. Like Minnesota's young, and Anthony Edwards is like, what, 23 maybe?
But they went through decades of suck.
Yeah.
But so to me, it's hard right now with the Bucks where they did go through that stretch of just being awful. You luck. For all this purpose, you luck into Giannis, and then you're trying to capitalize on everything you with Giannis. You can't just not try. But this is where I look at it is you've seen Giannis now come back from injury and play for Greece, and whether it's because it meant more or not, like he played really well in this tournament, and that should be a great sign. But now, do you worry about fatigue? You've got Dame, who's finally getting a first training camp with the Bucks. You have Doc with his, like there. All the pieces are there to make the like. To make the opposite of an excuse of this should work for X, Y, and Z. But if come January it's not working, actually with you guys. You have to blow it up.
Blow it up's not the right. Maybe it is. Maybe it is the right way to phrase it.
You have to get rid of everybody.
You
got to
get younger. you got to get younger because the bar is championship now. It's not let's get back to Eastern Conference Finals or get it's win it.
I would feel good if it was a 35 game season, not an 82. That's just where I'm at.
We'll get you in the league
Can
office.
Can you not to play them for like the first 40 games?
Load management for the first half of the season. I actually like that idea. I think
it's a great idea.
I don't think Adam Silver would be too thrilled about that or the league office, but it's good news that Greece is out and Giannis is healthy.
I agree.
But man, as we get closer to the season, I do think there's a valid discussion to be had about getting a heck of a lot younger because you look at these other teams, too. Boston's not going anywhere.
No.
And their two stars are still relatively
better.
Young.
Philly got better.
The Knicks are still good and really young.
Cleveland.
Are you guys anxious about this season like
yes.
I am? I'm anxious about it for the reasons I just mentioned because this is all stacking up to everything should work now.
Oh, by the way, Western Conference, if you get through that murderer's row of the East,
Still good luck
with Oklahoma City or Minnesota in the finals, or if Jokic is there again.
Because they got young dudes and they've built around them, 100%.
And of course, the Lakers got younger with Bronny, which is huge. You know, Bronny's going to be a stud for them, so that they're going to be a force to be reckoned
Leave
with.
Leave him alone. He didn't do
Bronny,
anything to
LeBron's
you.
Kid?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
Chewy just learned that he's on the Lakers.
No, I do. I like his name, though.
Bronny?
Yeah, it's a good name.
It's like Chewy.
Like Yashi.
Yeah. I like Bronny.
You're just to add a Y to a game.
It's like hockey nicknames.
What'd you call Brett? Was he Farby?
We call him Crew.
Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, the longest yard.
Oh, you called him Paul Crew after the longest yard?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Well, it was kind of a movie about him
Again,
when you look at it. That
I
was
never
made
heard
before
that.
He.
I've known
became.
You for a decade. I had never heard
Crew.
That
yeah,
you
we called him Crew.
Brett Favre was Crew.
Yeah.
Any other weird nicknames from your Packers days?
Oh, everyone had a nickname, but I mean, we could go through the whole roster.
You got 45 seconds.
Hit us with 2-3.
The free was Hulu Duck. Robert was Dank-a-Lank.
Salad
Sean Jones, one of the great ones. Marco was La Jueta. I have no idea what that means.
I hope you can say that on the air.
I don't know, but I did.
This is a good show. We did it.
Yeah.
Good job, us.
Hey.
I'm Googling now.
Thanks for getting up.
Dude, happy to. This has been a blessing for me. I don't know what that means.
I don't think it
Google
means
it.
Anything. Yeah.
It means tuna salad.
Oh.
Stop being a hater, millennial.
Wilde and Tausch, next.